Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast, coming to you from a cottage in the woods in the peaceful mountains of California. Today's episode is about nature's buzz, the peace and the high we get when we as humans connect with nature. This is not a new thing. From Thoreau's Walden to London's Call of the Wild to more contemporary books like The Nature Fix and The Nature Cure, we've known that the cure to everything stressful is to get back to nature, to grass, trees, sky, ocean, all from whence we came. There are many studies that conclude that those who live in or near forested areas are healthier and live longer. I'm not going to cite all the stats because that's boring, and you can look it up online. But I think it's because we know that we are home. Humans were created in nature and lived for centuries in unincorporated land. Even when towns were created with walls to protect them, right outside of those walls was farmland and woods. But now we've set ourselves apart from nature, with walls of houses and skyscrapers and highways, and it's more important than ever to find that nature. Our psychological, emotional, and physical energy is getting depleted daily from screens and technology, not to mention the influx of information and obligations hitting our psyches for up to 18 hours a day. This increase in device time has a direct correlation to the increase in fatigue, depression, ADHD in children, anxiety, and all sorts of associated health issues. But green space, as they call it, is a stress buffer. It soothes the soul emotionally, psychologically, and even physically through all of your senses. One of my recent podcast guests said, "Well, we all can't be like you and move to the mountains." And I absolutely understand that. But even super inner urban areas have parks and greenery. There are municipal parks, state parks, national parks. Those are wonderful places to bathe in nature. There are also beaches, local forest preserves, public gardens, and botanical gardens as well. I just recently visited Golden Gate Park, right in the middle of one of the most dense and bustling cities in the U.S., San Francisco. What a treasure! It's like a safe haven where you can go for nature, art, flowers, and so many beautiful flowers. I didn't nearly get enough time that I wanted there. I must go back soon and discover more of it. Now, I've never been to Central Park in New York, but I'd imagine that it serves the same exact purpose as a respite to the hustle and bustle of the city. My point is that you don't have to go very far, no matter where you live, to find some peaceful green space, even if it's just in your own garden. Why don't you take 1 hour out of your week and try it? Here are some tips when you get there to make sure you experience the best decompression time while you're there. Use all of your senses to absorb the peace and beauty of your green space. Sound. Listen to the birds singing. The wind rustle through the leaves, the quiet babbling of the brook or river. Take out those earbuds and just listen to nature's soundtrack. It's quite lovely. Sight. Give your eyes a gift and stare up at the sky. Play that game of finding shapes in the clouds. Don't just look through the tree branches. Acknowledge the shapes and growth and patterns of them. Take in the vibrant colors of nature. It's so amazing. And even before Pantone, Mother Earth has been giving us the most beautiful colors in birds, flowers, and the other elements. Smell. Breathe deeply. Smell the difference in the air of your green space as opposed to the street where you live or work. Natural environments produce oxygen, which is rich in negative ions, which has a natural relaxing effect on your body and increases your alpha brain waves. Those are the same brain waves that get produced through mindful meditation, and they're known to boost creativity and minimize depression. Touch. Run your palms over the blades of grass, pet the petals of a flower, and my favorite, hug a tree. They'll hug you back. Researchers have found that bacteria in the soil also boosts your serotonin levels. Now, serotonin helps your body regulate anxiety, your mood, and your happiness. It is produced from the chemical called tryptophan. Now, as for taste, you don't really want to go around tasting nature, although there are many edible things out there. You'll want to make sure you do your research first before you go picking berries or eating mushrooms off of the forest floor. I still remember the taste of the cherries we used to hand pick off of my neighbor's tree. And to think we didn't even wash them. Well, I'm still alive. Even so, I'd recommend you begin by bringing your own food with you. Healthy whole foods work best. Stay tuned for my future episode on creating a peaceful diet. Now, you don't have to do this alone. Grab a coworker to go with you at lunchtime, or make it a family outing. Take your kids, take your parents, and say, "Let's go have green time." Kids and animals inherently will run and play once you set them free in a grassy park or a field of flowers. Take a weekend and go camping or skiing or to the beach or hiking. Make sure you always stay safe, though. Research the area where you're going and bring what you need to survive. Now, even in Yosemite, one of the largest tourist attractions in the country, people don't take precautions or follow the signs, and then really bad things happen. Families must understand that they're truly going into the wild. This is not Disney's Frontierland. Be safe and make sure someone always knows where you're going and when you expect to return. You see, there's a reason that all those screensavers are images of nature, waterfalls, beaches, canyons, and my favorite, the woods. But it's not going to help you looking at it on the computer or Fire TV screen. Forget the virtual reality and go experience some real reality. And finally, and most importantly, when you visit your natural green space, leave no trace. That means that your green space should be left exactly as it was when you arrived. Our lovely Earth takes such good care of us, and as the human race, we've kind of failed her on all levels. When you're connecting with nature, be mindful that she's a living being made up of billions of living beings, and treat her as she has treated you, with kindness and peace. Write in and tell me your favorite green space and how it helps you find peace and joy in your life. Please subscribe so you don't miss an episode. That also helps other people find the peaceful life. Thank you for listening and have a lovely and peaceful week.